right. Let's fucking do it.
Listen up, motherfucking summer solstice. Love the world's greatest show, yeah, this is it. Set up a prayer, ain't this, it's gone, get insane. He's too tired of his mind, thus he's missed his name. When shirt watch drops, it's time to begin. To talk about shirts and make fun of them. Then a trash hold, oh lord, the world's on fire. Beyond parody, shit is getting so tired. Religious bullshit, you know it'll make you feel like dying. Cause they touching more children than an OBGYN. From zeros to heroes, just for one day. It's the world's greatest show and it's coming your way. It's time for the Dusty Show. It's time for the Dusty Show. We are fun and we never grow old. It's time for the Dusty Show. It's time for the Dusty Show. It's time for the Dusty Show. We are fun and we never grow old. It's time for the Dusty Show. It's time for the Dusty Show. It's time for the Dusty Show. We are fun and we never grow old. It's time for the Dusty Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the world's greatest show. It's time for the Dusty Show. Hell yeah. Thanks for joining me on this Monday. Got a decent program. Gonna do what we do here and kill it on the world's greatest show. Thank you for joining me. You are very handsome and are beautiful. What's been going on? You guys have a good weekend out there? I'm so excited, folks. So here's what's up. I get to test out the new Apple Vision Pro for like 4 days. I got a friend who bought it, and he was like, this thing sucks. I'm going to return it. And I was like, hey, can I borrow it for like 2 days? And he was like, if you break it, you buy it. So I'm going to get to like test it out. So I'm going to do my review on the Apple Vision Pro that came out like a couple of days ago. You guys know me. I'm like an expert as far as VR headsets go. I've had like a dozen of them. And, I don't think I'm going to like it. First off, it costs $4,000, this headset. Four goddamn $1,000 for this headset. And so here's what Apple did. Apple made the greatest VR gaming headset in history. A $4,000 one. Top-notch technology in every fucking way. Crisp, beautiful monitors. Never been so sharp. Best gaming headset ever. Only... you can't play games on it. Yeah, there's no fucking games to play on it. They made the best gaming headset ever that you can't play games on. What the fuck is this for? I don't even know, but I'm going to find out and tell you about it, but I don't think I'm going to like it very much. And I had a great weekend playing some VR. Those of you who have been following this show know that the only thing worth playing in VR is the Unreal Engine VR mod, which is for advanced users. And you can play pretty much any game that was made in Unreal Engine in VR, as long as you have a bitchin' computer, which I do, 4090, top-notch. So I was playing Scorn this weekend. It was so fucking awesome. You're like this emaciated dude, and you wake up in like this alien world, and you got tentacles holding you down. You burst free, and you got to figure out how to escape. And I'm like walking around this fucking alien world. It's pulsating. All kinds of weird shit is going on. And I'm there, dude. It's fucking cool as shit. So having fun with it. Apple VR is in the Neo Geo days. It'll probably be cool eventually. But I'm saying, like, why would you make the best headset for gaming without gaming? That's, like, dumb. The only thing it's used for, really, is, like, movie watching. Which, who's going to wear a headset to fucking watch movies all the time? No one's going to do that. Supposedly 3D movies are really good. I'm going to do my review about 3D movies. I won't talk about it yet, but there's a reason that 3D movies are actually better in headsets than like if you're watching at the movie theater or at your home projector. Way better, but still not worth $4,000 in my opinion. But maybe it'll win me over. We'll see. Any of you guys tried it? Scored is cool. It's like this puzzle game. Like you start out, you don't know what the fuck's going on. It doesn't give you any instructions. You just have to figure it the fuck out. You walk up to something, you push a button, and then you have to like, look around and see what happens, and then just try to logically deduce what you're fucking supposed to do from what is happening when you push buttons. It's pretty cool, though. Cerebral. Dusty likey. Not yet. Fuck that noise. Holy fudge. Yeah, it's expensive, y'all. VR porn is the best. You can't even watch VR porn in it. They made a VR headset, the best, sharpest VR headset in the world. You can't play games or watch porn in it. What the fuck is this thing even for? Who's it for? Just rich assholes and their Teslas? Oh, no. Tentacles, that's just La Blue Girl. It's pretty hot, to be honest with you. That's my kink. One of my kinks. One of my many, many kinks. 3D movies are headset are amazing. Yes, they're better. They're like twice as bright. We'll go into that during my review of the Apple Vision Pro coming soon. All right, let's go ahead and kick the show off, folks. As always, please consider super chatting me. It's the lifeblood of the show. I don't touch any questions. I answer them over here by the chat. There is a dollar sign. You click it and you donate. And the more you donate, the more chance I'll take your questions because I'm a hoe. And I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but yeah, I am. I'm a gold digger. Fat Dusty pops up, eat your money. Cats get fed. We're all fucking happy. So please make me read whatever you say. Make me be your slut. Super chat. Hell yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and kick it off, folks. I'm going to start off with a new section I've never done before. I don't have any cool name for it, so I'm just calling it Fat People at the Border. Yeah, Fat People at the Border. Going to save us from the bad folks. Hell yeah. All the fatties went down to the border this week because the biggest problem in America is Mexicans, I guess. Not just Mexicans. You can't call them all Mexicans because apparently that is racist. Mexicans and other brown people from, like, below America. All of them. Anyway, worst problem we're facing in America, if you listen to Elon Musk, the richest man in the world. And so they all rush down to the border. So Joe Biden trying to pass a border bill, and basically it's the most draconian border bill pretty much ever passed. It puts anything Trump was trying to do to fucking shame. It's a complete list of everything conservatives wanted. Everything. It shuts down the border. It gets rid of people that are trying to seek asylum. It kicks everybody out of the fucking country. No amnesty, legalization of anyone already in the U.S. illegally. Funds an increase in ICE detention capacity to approximately 50,000, up from 34,000. At 7-day rolling average of 5,000 encounters. Not people coming into the country, just encounters, which they have every day almost. So it immediately shut down the border, basically, which is what conservatives wanted. Shutdown authority doesn't drop until crossings decrease significantly in the days following the shutdown, which is what conservatives want. Significantly tougher asylum requirements and higher credible fear standards, including three bars to eligibility. So basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to kick everybody out that's trying to come across the border. And when they reach a certain amount of people, which is already coming across, they shut it down and nobody can even seek asylum. And they're going to be much tougher on granting asylum to make it less palatable for people to want to come seek asylum because they're probably going to get turned away. So far, far fewer asylum seekers. Like I said, everything conservatives wanted. So obviously they're voting against it because they don't want the border to be better. They just want to claim it's the worst problem we're having in America. But the worse they make America, the better they think their chances are beating Joe Biden. And that's all they care about. Power, getting their daddy Trump back in office. They don't actually care about this country in any way whatsoever. Even their own side is calling them out for it. Here's the Republican, Lankford, who is the one who actually negotiated with Democrats to get this thing passed. Here's what he had to say about his fellow Republicans refusing to sign this bill.
Here's what Speaker Johnson said. I have seen enough. This bill is even worse than we expected. It won't come close to any of the border catastrophe the president has created. As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. If this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival. Your thoughts?
Yeah, unfortunate that he would step out and be able to say that right away before, obviously, he had had a chance to be able to read it as well and to be able to go through it. The key aspect of this, again, is are we as Republicans going to have press conferences and complain the border's bad and then intentionally leave it open after the worst month in American history in December?
Right.
Now we've got to actually determine, are we going to just complain about things or are we going to actually address and to change as many things as we can? If we have the shot, and it's amazing to me, if I go back 2 months ago and say we had the shot under a Democrat president to dramatically increase detention beds, deportation flights, lock down the border, to be able to change the asylum laws, to be able to accelerate the process, no one would have believed it.
Yes, they would have, because Republicans, literally the only reason you're in office is to do nothing, to make things worse. What are you fucking talking about? You pick that side, motherfucker.
Now no one actually wants to be able to fix it and says, I don't want to even debate it. I don't want to discuss it. We have to decide as Republicans, what are we going to actually do about the border? Leave it open or actually leave it closed?
No, you're going to leave it open. You're going to do whatever's worse for America in your own opinion, because that's all you got. You got nothing that you put forward that progresses America in any way. You have nothing to run upon at all except for Democrats bad. So you're going to try to destroy the country on purpose, obviously. Even Dan Crenshaw, One-Eyed Jack, calling his own team out for it. So their new narrative is, hey, We don't have to pass any laws because Joe Biden already has the power. He can just write an executive order and close everything down. So why would we pass laws when he already has the power? Of course, this is a complete fucking bullshit narrative. If he does an executive order, all they're going to do is challenge it in courts. It's not going to be ensconced in law, which is going to be much easier to just obliterate with lawsuits and stuff. They know this is true. They know they're fucking lying. Even Dan Crenshaw admitted it. Dan says, it's important to address some of the more bizarre concerns right away. Why do we need new laws? Question mark. Isn't current law enough? Question mark. Obviously, we do need new laws. That's why Republicans passed H.R. 2, which was mostly new immigration law. Those advocating for H.R. 2 can't also claim we don't need new laws. This bill isn't H.R. 2, but my simple standard will be, does it decrease illegal immigration or not? And if we did need new laws, why was immigration so out of control even when Trump was president? Our laws have too many loopholes. Trump had to make an international agreement with Mexico to get the border under control, but they can't admit that they don't want to sign the law because they want to make things worse, so they just have to claim, we don't even need new law. What are new laws? Our jobs are not to pass new laws. So they can talk out of both sides of their mouths, do nothing, while also claiming it is the most dangerous thing for America right now. Meanwhile, this is why they don't actually want a border deal, folks. Because they want to go down the border and have photo ops. Here's Alpha Male, Ted Cruz, and Lindsey Graham. Oh my, the border is so dangerous down here, y'all. The Democrats are doing it on purpose. We got to reelect my daddy Trump immediately. Even though under Trump, things were real bad also. Why didn't he do it when he was in office? But not stopping Bill Maher from shilling the Republican talking points that they don't actually need new laws. Biden can shut it down. It's all Biden's fault. I agree with Adam Johnson. Bill Maher has served one social function for the last 15 years, and it's spouting off the most banal, reactionary, conventional wisdom. And then right-wingers get to go, wow, even Bill Maher agrees liberals have lost their minds. And it's like, yeah, because he's just one of you. And, of course, that's what they do. Here's a Speaker Mike Johnson, the new Republican Speaker of the House, going, even Bill Maher gets it. Yeah, even Bill Maher. He's so left-wing, isn't he? Always sputing bullshit. But here he is, backing up, shilling the Trump talking point.
Part two of the acting is Joe Biden saying, you know what, if you just give me a new law, why doesn't the president can fix this? He already has the existing laws.
And Border Patrol will tell you that right to your face.
I need a piece of paper from Congress to deal with the border. No, you already have that.
That's right. Yay! Trained SEALs ready to clap at this fucking idiots at every whim. But just shilling that Republican bullshit, of course he is. Giving them an out for why they aren't going to fix or do anything. Because, you know, I hate that people continuously tell us that left-wingers run our media. HBO, Bill Maher's ratings can't be that fucking good, but they keep him on for a reason, right? They keep him on because he's shilling the exact same talking points they want because they're all rich assholes that want to pay an extra dime in taxes. Fucking Fox News, everyone cable news network, Elon Musk running Twitter, fucking YouTube pretending they're left-wing, but I'm fucking buried. Meanwhile, they platform and shill Tim Pool all day long. Steven Crowder, every right-wing influencer gets top billing on YouTube. 9 out of 10 most clicked on post every single day on Facebook are right-wing. Right-wingers dominate our media because these are what the oligarchs in charge actually want. While they bullshit, pretend like they care about social issues, progressivism, they don't care about that in any fucking way whatsoever. And Bill Maher doesn't either, neither do his handlers at HBO. And also, I agree with Aaron Rachnick here. I remain fascinated with the fiction that Trump delivered the most secure border in our nation's history. The Trump administration released 1.1 million migrants in 4 years. He left office with crossings having risen for months. His last December was the worst December in 20 years. Yet they want to claim, unless Joe Biden lets zero people come across the border, we're not going to pass anything because he already has all the laws. Well, then why didn't Trump have those same powers? Why didn't he shut it down with the executive orders to make zero come across? Because it's not about that. It's not about anything. They're all just full of shit. They're all just liars. They just want to make things worse while pissing in our face until it's raining. Meanwhile, the geniuses down at the border convoy, February 3rd. Yeah. Don't you all want to show up on February 3rd? I'm surprised they didn't spell February correctly. But what the fuck? Don't you guys have any editors? Anybody checking your spelling? But I know we all love our favorite day of the month, February 3rd. God damn it, they're idiots. Meanwhile, folks, apparently a lot of them had gone down to the border already, and they're fucking confused. Because they were told by Fox News there was an invasion. They're poisoning the blood of America. It's the most important thing happening to our country right now. They got down there, and nobody's there. Turns out they were lied to. I don't understand. Click, mother. Oh, my fucking God. I will kill everything you hold dear. Click.
All over Texas, even other parts of the country, to be here. And some of them, even though we are about a half hour from Eagle Pass, have driven down to Eagle Pass to try to actually see what's happening at the border. And I've spoken to a number of people who said that they're a little surprised by what they're seeing here. I want to play a conversation with a woman, Misty. Take a listen.
It's pretty surreal. We actually made it into Eagle Pass, and we went and saw Shelby Park. I was able to see some people actually trying to cross and stopped at the wire there. So it was, it's very eye-opening.
And tell me more about eye-opening. Is it what you expected? Is it better? Is it worse?
It's not what I expected, but then again, I don't know what I expected. I can tell you it's not as bad as what I thought. So that's kind of eye-opening in itself too. Yeah,
you were lied to. Go figure, you're fucking morons. But none of this has anything to do with the border, folks. They're just lonely losers, just the weirdos among us who just want to have somewhere they belong. So they just want to go fucking hang out, pretend like they're doing something. Virtue signaling is what they used to call this kind of bullshit. But yeah, who could have seen this coming? A lot of them saying the same thing. Breaking, take back our border convoy, are telling reporters that they are very confused about what they were told was happening and what's actually happening. They expected to see lines of immigrants lined up wanting entry and many trying to cross over outside the normal ports of entry. They say this isn't happening at all. In fact, they aren't seeing lines at all. No one crossing the border or no crisis. Some aren't even sure why they are there because you're fucking morons that believe anything. Because you're losers who are so desperate to belong to anything that you'll have fantasies about going and saving your country from the brown people who are destroying it. You're racist asshats. Who don't know your ass from a hole in the fucking ground. Don't know shit from Shinola. So I guess they got down there, folks. And they're frustrated because they had all these masturbatory fantasies about being big badasses. And going and stopping the illegals coming across, poisoning our blood. But with nobody there. So they turn that ire towards each other. And these fucking morons are fighting amongst themselves.
No free speech, no guns, no offensive Christians. What kind of conservatives are you? Oh, you're from California. You're not even a Texan.
From San Diego.
Like America doesn't believe in that Constitution.
Watch what? Hey!
Dumbest people believe anything. Just a cult of lemmings. Meanwhile, richest man in the world, I guess he's decided, hey, trans people, that's not scaring people enough. Gay people, that's not quite scaring people enough. What can we do? We have to ensure we get Trump back in the White House so I get more tax cuts. I can't dare not be the richest man in the world for 10 seconds. So brown people, even though I'm an immigrant myself, let me continuously use my platform as the number one most subscribed to person on X to continuously shit on immigrants and brown people. Sure, why not? So Elon's like, the long-term goal of these so-called border security bill is enabling illegals to vote. Spoiler alert, illegals cannot vote.
Literally, they're trying to shut down the border, and Republicans won't let them. But Elon lying his ass off. It would do the total opposite of securing the border. It won't. It'll actually secure the border much more. But Elon also, remember he said, the great thing about X/Twitter is the community notes. That will keep everybody honest. That will ensure everybody can have free speech. And if someone says some bullshit, the community notes will correct them. Well, Elon, you're going to laugh, turned off the community notes on himself because he was tired of getting owned by his own community notes. So, yeah, he could just lie with impunity on there and never get corrected. He continues on. He posted about 40 times about immigrants, folks. These are just some of the highlights. He posted, Biden's strategy is very simple. Get as many illegals into the country as possible, legalize them to create a permanent majority, a one-party state. That is why they're encouraging so much illegal immigration. Simple yet effective. But he's not, though. He's literally trying to shut it down, folks. Most draconian shit you could think of. They just don't want him to do it because, you know, they don't have anything to complain about. They have nothing else to scare people about. Kim.com, remember rich piece of shit, Kim.com? The deep state formed an alliance with the Democrats to take over America. Oh my fucking God, this Alex Jones bullshit. He might as well be saying, the Illuminati and the Satanist. They formed an alliance with the Democrats to take over America. They import millions of illegals and turn kids into LGBTQ because that's how that works. Because both groups overwhelmingly vote for Dems. They destroy America to rule America forever. The Civil War has begun and the Dems started it. And Elon's like, feels that way. It feels that way. Definitely the brown people and the gays are the problem. Not the fact that I have more money than goddamn God. Not that wealth inequality is so amazing that millennials, Generation Alpha, Generation Z, can no longer afford houses. They have to wait till their grandparents and parents die. They can't afford to have kids. No, that's not the problem, folks. Brown people, evil brown people trying to make a better way for themselves and their parents and their lives and their children. And it's like this, folks. Careful, mates, that foreigner wants your cookie, say the billionaires. Pit us against each other because they're desperate, terrified that we might come after them. But don't worry, Elon, we're way fucking too stupid to do that, dude. So you're safe. You're always safe. You could just make billions and billions and billions of dollars, more money than you can spend in 10,000 lifetimes. No one's ever going to come after you because we're a trash country. So just relax, dude. We'll hate the brown people. You don't even have to goad us into it. Meanwhile, lying his ass off, folks. Elon says, many states automatically register anyone with a driver's license to vote. No citizenship verification. Ballots are then mailed out and ballot harvesters pick them up. Mail them in, making fraud traceability impossible. But, of course, none of that is true. A complete 100% fucking lie. But he's removed the community notes. So people were like, hey, the community notes are not challenging what he's saying. So it's got to be true. But it's not true. Richest man in the world using his platform to lie to us for a living. Fucking South African. You think that he will be more empathetic towards immigrants. But nope. Complete psycho piece of shit. But that's who rules us, folks. That's America, and that's my border coverage for tonight. What you guys think about that? Musk is South African. You have to be African. Muthu to be African, yeah. Reminds me of the Curb Your Enthusiasm last night. He was kind of picking on Elon Musk, it seems like, for calling himself an African when he's from South Africa. They want your cookie, yep. Well, they can have my fucking cookie. I don't need it. I need to lose some weight with my fat ass. The top pay most of taxes because they have the most of the money. Yes, but they pay a much lower percentage than the rest of us. So that's for fucking sure. When you're rich, you're just a citizen of the world. I wish I was a citizen of the world. Fuck this country. Elon is an a-hole, period. True story. Rules for thee, but not for me. Agreed. Agreed. Hell yeah. And all right, get your super chats in, folks. Going to do a Chud Watch. And then it'll be on parody. Then we're going to do the halftime. Is that what we're going to do? Where the fuck even is it? Oh, yeah. I got a long Beyond Parody. Holy shit. That's a big Beyond Parody tonight. Awesome. But first, sing along if you know the words. It's Chud Watch.
Chud Watch. Talking about Chud Watch. We talk about Chuds and make fun of
First off, on tonight's Chud Watch, they are still shooting themselves in the dick for some reason. I don't know why they're doing this, but they're still obsessing over Taylor Swift. You're only making people like her more. I didn't even like her this much before. I kind of liked her. Kind of liked some of her music. Pretty good, you know. All right, some of it. But making me love this chick. Here's a Fox News Jesse Waters claiming that Taylor Swift is a psyop. Because, of course she is, folks.
She's been blanketed across the sports media entertainment atmosphere. The New York Times just speculated she's a lesbian.
Oh, no.
And last year's tour broke Ticketmaster. A tour that's revenue tops the GDP of 50 countries.
It's very successful.
I mean, I like her music. She's all right. But, I mean, have you ever wondered why or how she blew up like this?
No. She has catchy music that appeals to teen girls. And the more you people bitch about it, the more popular she gets. The more airtime you give her, the more popular she gets. You guys are actually helping fuel her popularity. So, no, I'm not wondering about it at all, Jesse.
Well, around 4 years ago, Pentagon Psychological Operations Unit floated turning Taylor Swift into an asset during a NATO meeting.
No, they didn't. Basically, they said, hey, there's a lot of misinformation going around social media. What we should try to do is try to get some of these celebrities maybe to speak out against the misinformation. Like, I don't know, Taylor Swift's famous. They never floated her as an asset. They were just naming celebrities, and she's one of the celebrities they brought up. It's completely fucking stupid.
What kind of asset? A psyop for combating online misinformation. Listen.
You came in here.
Listen to this girl. First off, this is not a serious person that he's putting up there. This young girl who's talking at this conference seems incredibly fucking nervous. So this is proof Taylor Swift is a CIA asset. Listen to this nervous chick talk.
You came in here wanting to understand how you just go out there and counter an information operation. Well, the idea is that social influence can help encourage or promote behavior change, so potentially as like a peaceful information operation. I include Taylor Swift in here because she's, she's a fairly influential online person. I don't know if you've heard of her.
She's been blanketed across the...
Proof! She's a CIA asset. Look at that high-ranking CIA operative. Just giving the game away for everybody, but no, it's just some nervous young girl talking about how maybe we should use celebrities. Maybe we should ask these celebrities to combat misinformation. Just so stupid. But whatever you have to say to scare the old folks. Meanwhile, Joe Rogan being an even bigger idiot, somehow, how does he top himself week after week? This time, folks, he's giddy. That according to him, people that took the vaccine are just dropping dead. Young people who told other people to take the vaccine are just dropping dead willy-nilly. And it's awful, but it's also great. This thing he's making up to justify the people that he's killed. The blood is on your hands, Joe Rogan.
Hilarious is how many people were promoted.
He starts it off, you didn't hear that. You know what's hilarious.
Hilarious is how many people were promoters of the vaccine and died suddenly.
Name them. Name these people that you think promoted the vaccine and then died because of the vaccine. You won't do it because you know you'll get fucking sued, dude. You know their families, their estates will sue your ass. You don't have the fucking balls to name anybody. So you're just making this goddamn shit up because you got out there, you spread ivermectin, you told people not to get the fucking shot. You got people killed. I covered it on my Meet the Victims where people were listening to you and they're on their deathbed drowning in their own snot, begging people not to do what they did, begging people to go get vaccinated. But see, you're now worth $500 million. And you can't admit to yourself the blood's on your hands. So what do? You lie. You use your platform to double down. Because you're not, I want to say, mad enough to own up to your responsibility.
It's crazy how many fucking young people just died in their sleep after they took it. And everybody's like, nothing to see here.
Sudden adult death syndrome.
Yeah. Just died suddenly. You ever go to the died suddenly Instagram page?
Yeah, I debunked that whole thing. It was all complete fucking bullshit lies. 100%, Joe. Might want to check that out.
It's like, holy shit. There's so...
I can't believe people are actually dying. Oh my God, people are dying suddenly? No way. That never happened before. Nobody ever died before the vaccine. You know, I have it on good authority, like 80% of people are going to die anyway. That's my understanding. Like 80% of all people are going to die. So,
So many. And so many people like talking about people who are, you know, anti-Darwin, anti-vaxxers, and then you're dead.
Right.
Sorry.
That's everybody.
You bought into the wrong bullshit. But that's, you know, if you really want to get cruel, that's Darwinism. Do you not know they lie by now? Do you
know you lie by now, motherfucker?
Are you not aware of the opioid crisis? You're not aware of Vioxx? You're not aware of the various, like, the 25% of all FDA-approved drugs that get pulled?
Yes, but this was also the most researched vaccine in history. More doses went out than anything else. No evidence of any of this, Joe Rogan. In fact, evidence quite to the contrary.
It's one out of four. And you're like, really, you're an anti-vaxxer? What are you, a conspiracy theorist? You fool. Darwin's going to do its work with you.
Joe, can you explain why a far, far greater number of Republicans have died from COVID than Democrats? Can you? Of course, I know his explanation would be, that's not true. Democrats are dying all over the place. They're just not telling you about it. It's conspiracy. 100% what he'll fucking say. Reality has no bearing on his bullshit.
Modifying your genes, you fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're just going to trust Pfizer?
No, well, I'm going to trust the tons of doctors plus the evidence. How many? They've given billions of doses. It's fucking fine, dude.
Do support Anderson Cooper, brought to you by Pfizer.
I don't support you. I don't believe you. I know you're a moron. That's for fucking sure. But they just gave him, folks, another $250 million on Spotify. So they've given him $500 million so far. This is what the world rewards. Not the best. Meanwhile, this has got to be beyond parody, folks. But I.M. Mouse Chong has a new grift he likes to do. Now he's using AI to fix women. This fucking Malaysian troll doll. This man who has never kissed a girl. Dude got money. He still ain't never kissed a girl. I guarantee you. Never even had a girl hug him romantically. One of the ugliest people in the fucking world using AI to make fun of beautiful women. That's where we're at now. But of course, he's working for Elon Musk, so he gets paid for this. Using AI to fix broken, damaged people. Do yourself next. Do yourself next. Even a still image of a woman will stop smiling after interacting with Ian Mouse Chong. Yep, she smiled before, now not so much, Ian. He's also taking thick girls and making them emaciated. When given pictures of thirst traps, AI images what could have been if they'd been raised by strong fathers like you? You're a strong father? No. You've never touched a woman, Ian Mouse Chong. What the fuck do you know about being a strong father? Do you have a strong father? I doubt it. You're not a strong man. You're not a good man. You're not a handsome man. You're not a man. But here he is turning this thick sister into a... she looks like a, not to be mean, but like a dwarf. Her head is way too big for this emaciated body. It's the same size head, but the body is all way too thin. And this children, hey, this shit looks trans. Uh-oh, she got a trans kid. You transed her kid. I am out strong. Woke. Fucking woke. God damn it. Weird. They're so weird, conservatives, y'all. And then, Candace Owens out here, folks, laying out the real, real serious conspiracy theories like this one.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the mainstream media, who absolutely adored him when he was deep in his addictions, hates him. Really think about that. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, I am a big believer that Hollywood was created by the CIA. Oh. I believe that. I firmly believe that. You can say that's a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. When I think about all of the societal ills, when I think about how they artificially place people at the top of Hollywood who are preaching toxic principles, mm-hmm. routinely anti-family principles, mm-hmm. now definitively satanic principles, it just should make you pause and wonder, why is that? Why do they reject someone like Russell Brand when he's coming up?
Because he sexually assaulted a bunch of women, and then he turned into a shameless grifter who just bullshits all day long, and plus he's boring as fuck and has an annoying voice.
And recognizing that family and faith is turning him into a good person, mm-hmm, and yet adore individuals as they're deep in their addictions. I'm just going to leave you guys with that thought.
That's right, that deep thought, CIA. Created Hollywood only. Hollywood was founded in 1853, became a district of Los Angeles in 1910, and the first studio was built in 1911. The CIA was founded in 1947, 36 years later. Therefore, it is not possible for the CIA to have founded Hollywood. CIA has time travel. Fuck you. I'll just explain it away. Of course, she doesn't believe any of that. It doesn't matter. They'll say anything, and they'll get paid for it, so... And then, like I said, they'll say anything, folks. Here's Scott Adams, the super alpha male behind Dilbert, reposting Hillary Clinton, who says, today's job report shows 350,000 new jobs. And Scott Adams says, all data is fake. Surprisingly, they weren't saying that when Trump was in office, when Trump was saying, hey, we have the lowest unemployment for black people ever, which means I've done more for black people than any president ever. He wasn't saying it was fake. When the stock market hit an all-time high under Trump, he wasn't saying it was fake. It's only fake when they don't like the numbers, folks. Nothing matters. We are a post-truth society now. They can just deny everything. Meanwhile, I guess they're owning us, folks, by having children. This is a new viral video they put out with Charlie Kirk doing the voiceover. Let's have a listen, and then I have thoughts about it.
We're going to outbreed these people. We are. I mean, we're going to have more babies. And 20 years from now, they're going to say, why is the country so right wing? Well, you were too busy having abortions and having gay sex. And we got married and had kids, and we will repopulate the species.
Yay! Only that's not how any of this works. You do know that your children are not you, which means they're not necessarily going to believe what you believe. In fact, I looked it up. The birth rate for atheists is like half of what it is for Christians. Yet, the number of people that say they don't believe in any God whatsoever is skyrocketing, which means we are convincing your kids not to believe your bullshit anymore. It does not matter how many kids you have. They will get on YouTube, and people like me will tell them that you're full of shit, and they will begin to hate you for lying to them, and we will change them. I don't care who births them. I care who programs them, and I will reprogram your kids. I've reprogrammed tens of thousands of people over the years, folks. I can tell you for sure from the messages I've received. And have those kids, Charlie. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'll educate them for you. You're welcome. And that, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. It's Texas. Texas is full of fucking shit. Everything's bigger in Texas, especially the dumbasses. But sort of good news, Representative Colin Allred outraised Ted Cruz in his Senate challenge. He raised $4.8 million to Ted Cruz, 3.4 last quarter. So maybe Ted Cruz on his way out. We'll see, Texas. Do the right thing, but I have no faith in Texas. You're the worst. Hopefully you'll surprise me. Then, speaking of spineless weasels, cucks. They want to call everybody else cucks. You can't get any more cuck than this. Here's J.D. Vance explaining, hey, if he was vice president, he would have declared we should have an alternative slate of electors, which, yes, that is saying the will of the people doesn't matter. We should have two different slates of electors, one that do what the people who voted say, and then another set that just do whatever the fuck they want to do. Conservatives who could just vote for any president they want. Democracy, smirocracy. Who cares about that?
Mr. Donald Trump.
So you're not troubled by the sexual assault and defamation. Let me ask you about January 6th. You've been mentioned as a possible vice president for Donald Trump. Had you been vice president on January 6th, would you have certified the election results?
Oh, George, this is such a ridiculous question, in part because the law has changed here. We, of course, had
a major legal change to the Electoral Count Act. I asked you what you would have done. I asked you what you would have
George,
done.
George, here's what I think happened in 2020, and I know you guys are obsessed with talking about this. I have to make
Why would we be obsessed with talking about your over the government? We should have just forgot about the insurrection where guys tried to destroy democracy and install Trump as a dictator. Why are we still on that? That happened like a few years ago, y'all.
Point here. You constantly say to people like me, why do you talk about January the 6th? Why do you talk about the election of 2020? And then you ask about us multiple times during a 6-minute interview.
Literally, nobody said that. No one ever said, why are you talking about January 6th? You're just making shit up trying to dodge the question.
Look, you ask the question and I'll answer it. Do I think there were problems in 2020? Yes, I do. Do I think it was a problem that big technology companies working with the intelligence services censored the presidential campaign of Donald Trump?
Okay, that's not what happened. The intelligence companies told social media that they thought that Russia might be trying to interfere in the elections, which we know they were doing. Donald Trump's chief campaign officer was put in jail for admitting to colluding with the Russians. We've seen the documentaries where the Russians were having the troll farms purposely trying to interfere in our elections. That fucking happened. So the FBI told social media, hey, be on the lookout for these troll farms. And then completely separate from that, a story got released about Hunter Biden's laptop and the social media platforms, not told by the government in any way, thought this might be Russian propaganda, and they did censor it, but it was not in collusion with the government. Even if it was, it has nothing to do with the fucking election or having an alternative slate of electors to overturn democracy. So, red herring bullshit. Please continue.
Yes. Do I think it's a problem that Pennsylvania changed its balloting rules in the middle of the election season in a way that even some courts in Pennsylvania have said was illegal?
So we had COVID. We couldn't have people go to the ballot box in the same numbers that they did because people were getting sick. So, yes, they made it easier for people to vote. You don't have a problem with the fact that you think people voted illegally because you don't have any evidence of that. You're literally mad because people voted easily because more people voted than you think should have. That's the only thing you're bitching about.
Well, yes, I think these were problems, George. And I think there is a political solution to those problems. Uh-huh. So litigating which slate of electors was legitimate, I think is fundamentally the political solution to the problems that existed in 2020. It's a reasonable debate to have. And I find it weird, George, that people like you obsess with what I call what happened in 2020. You're so incurious about what actually happened in 2020, which is why so many people mistrust our elections in this country.
People mistrust the elections because you guys continuously lie to them and tell them there's fraud when there's no fraud. If you lie to people and then you say a lot of people believe, a lot of people hear lies, motherfucker, no shit.
I'm not the least bit incurious. In fact, you laid out a litany there, but you didn't answer the question I asked. Would you have certified the election results had you been vice president?
If I had been vice president, I would have told the states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, and so many others that we needed to have multiple slates of electors.
That's against the Constitution. He's literally, when he says multiple slates of electors, he's talking about the real slate of electors who have to do with the people that voted, say, and then an alternative slate that could just do whatever they want to and assign any president they want to assign, regardless of who the people voted for, directly against democracy. He's admitting it. So, yes, he's probably going to be Trump's vice president pick. And if he gets in office, folks, they're telling you right now what they're going to do. They're going to overturn democracy.
And I think the U.S. Congress should have fought over it from there. That is the legitimate way to deal with an election that a lot of folks, including me, think had a lot of problems in 2020. I think that's what we should have done.
Yep. Overturn democracy, folks. That's what he think you should have done. And, where's the other one about him? There was another J.D. Vance somewhere. I guess we'll come across it. Anyway, straight up racism, folks. Doubling, tripling down on it. Not trying to hide it anymore. He's praying for you. The DEI interview process at every major U.S. airline. Hire this person immediately. That's right. Aren't all black people and brown people getting jobs simply because they're black and brown? That's right. Whenever you see a black person or a brown person at any job, you should just assume they got that job because of their tokens, quotas. They didn't actually deserve that job, folks. You're in danger. Black people make your lives in danger, folks. You should be very afraid of the blacks. That's all they're doing here, folks. Just straight in your fucking face. And Charlie Kirk making millions and millions of dollars a year repeating this racist bullshit.
Just customer service. At times, you can't. Here's what's upsetting to me, Heather, is if I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence, or is she there because of affirmative action? Almost creates thought patterns that are not necessarily wholesome.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm a piece of shit racist. I mean, I never think, hey, here's a white person in this job. I wonder if because of hundreds of years of oppression, the fact that we had redlining where black people couldn't get loans for their homes, we had where black folks couldn't get the GI Bill, which directly is tied to white Americans' wealth. When we look at the Jim Crow laws, law after law after law that oppressed black people for generation after generation until we have the situation we have now where black people inherit 10 times less wealth than white people. And we know the number one thing that lets you succeed in society is the amount of money. So most of these corporations that are owned by white people heavily tied to our history of racism. I never think, hey, I wonder if that white person had that job because of racism or because of nepotism, because of the years of oppressing minorities. Never have that thought whatsoever. But I see a black person. Quota. They didn't deserve it, folks. Of course, that's the way your mind works. Racist watermelon head Charlie Kirk.
It creates resentment, doesn't it, Heather? This is not a way to design society.
It doesn't create any resentment except for fucking racists who have no idea how our society works. And meanwhile, former Trump-endorsed candidate and governor of Minnesota, is that Minnesota? Maine, I don't know, MI, Tudor Dixon, actually firing back against Charlie Kirk. Good to see they're actually taking their own to task a little bit.
About this as though, you know, this is one person, but this is a massive organization. I mean, he's talking about $108 million that he's putting into Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin. And he's putting out all of these supposed activists that he's created are going to be deployed in these areas. And he is billing himself as Donald Trump's right-hand man when it comes to young people. And this, to me, is catastrophic for us. It is catastrophic for us, because if people are seeing this, which really has been the way it's been for a very long time. I mean, I was at a Turning Point event, I would say probably 3 or 4 years ago, and they had the stage flanked with these life-size Barbie boxes, which I think is ironic now, because, you know, now he's all trashing Barbie. Told the women, the girls, it was a summit for teenage young 20s girls, told them all to wear pink and come in and take pictures in these Barbie boxes. The message over and over again at this conference from person after person who was on the stage was, if you are a young woman, which it was the women's summit, there were a few young guys there, marry young, find a conservative Christian, make sure you marry him young, have kids, homeschool, and do not have a career. That is not my story. That is not the story of young women today who are out there voting. This is, to me, the best way to drive people away from the Republican Party. And
a true story, but I mean, you are a Republican, so what else do you expect? Somebody said, check your facts about the GI Bill, all right? Were many black people excluded from the GI Bill? While the GI Bill language did not specifically exclude African-American veterans from its benefits, it was structured in a way that ultimately shut doors for the 1.2 million black veterans who had bravely served their country during World War II in segregated ranks. So, fact checked. Maybe you want to fact check it. I've already covered this stuff many times before, so I'm pretty solid on my positions. I would update yours, and that stock market at a record high, folks. Economy's roaring. Unemployment at historic lows. Energy production is at record levels, and the Chinese stock market is tanking. So, of course, Trump gets all the credit. Jack piece of shit, Big. It's like Trump is taking down China already, and he hasn't even become president yet. Well ahead of schedule. Yep, he gets credit for everything, folks. If China was doing great, if our economy was bad, it would be Joe Biden's fault. But it's doing great, and China's doing bad, and Trump gets all the fucking credit, because it doesn't matter, folks. Always, always, always giving Trump credit for everything. It's like the Bible. God gets credit for all the good shit. The devil gets credit for all the bad shit. Have a built-in excuse for everything. My dad didn't get his benefits until he was in his 50s. The VA laughed as his black ass when he first got out. Yep, they treated a lot of people like that. It took a long time for things to change and turn around. Nope, it's very cold here. And I don't want to turn my heater on because things happen. Bad things happen when my heater's on during the show. So I'm just wearing my cool-ass jacket that somebody sent me. Hell yeah, I love this jacket. I'm not going to be able to wear it much longer because in Mississippi, it's always warm here. I live in Jurassic Park. So, have to take it off soon. But for now, I'm going to rock it. And, oh, here it is, folks. Speaking of J.D. Vance, got a little out of order. But, spineless week, J.D. Vance. They're going to play some clips of him shitting on Donald Trump and ask him, what changed? We know what changed.
I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
He's leading our political discourse to a very negative place.
If Trump is elected president, he has to be a much different president than he was a candidate. As a candidate, he was fundamentally divisive, arrogant.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
That was J.D. Vance back in 2016. Now he's a Republican senator from Ohio supporting Donald Trump, and he joins us this morning. Senator, thank you for joining us this morning. Back in 2016, you also wrote that Trump is unfit for office. Why have you reversed yourself?
Well, I think in office, actually, George, you did a great job, and he proved me wrong. He also proved a lot of other people wrong, which is why I think he's doing so well in the polls these days. We have to remember, George, that Joe Biden promised to return to normalcy, and yet we have a world on fire. We have war in the Red Sea, war in Eastern Europe, war on the southern border.
He did such a great job, didn't he? Left office with 2 million jobs lost, killed a million extra people with COVID, put $8 trillion on the credit card, shot up inflation. So amazing, but obviously he's just a spineless weasel. The only reason he supports Trump now is because it's politically beneficial for him to do so. He knows that anybody that goes against Trump, the Republican Party now is dead meat. Trump completely rules with an iron fucking fist, this orange goddamn goof. And all of you are pathetic sacks of shit who have no spine and won't stand up for anything you believe. You have no morals, no integrity whatsoever. And speaking of no morals and integrity, Alex Jones is back. And they're just frothing at the mouth to kill us all, folks. They have these masturbatory fantasies about murdering us. And I, for one, say, bring it, Alex Jones. Nobody's afraid of you, you fat old bitch.
And having said that, if they do that, option two behind Trump is going to be so much better for us and so much worse.
I was about
than
to
that.
Say, if they kill him, that's best case scenario from a sick level. From a sick level beating him, oh, please kill him, which I don't, I mean, but it's so good after that.
Oh, it's going to be the best cleansing and the fastest cleansing that we've ever seen in my lifetime. I assess with almost certainty, with the highest level of confidence, that if they assassinate Trump, it is so game over for them, and it's going to be so fast. And having said that,
just like daydreaming, masturbatory fantasies about a purge. We're going to purge all of you. It's game over for you. We're going to murder you all. You're not. If somebody assassinated Trump, you fucking sits. You sisters, you sissies, you pathetic fucking weasels. You ain't gonna do shit. You're gonna get on your podcast. You're gonna run your fucking mouth. You might talk some mentally ill people into getting murdered, but you ain't gonna fucking do shit. It's so pathetic that you're pretending like you would do something. But that's their audience, folks. Gutless, spineless, fat, out of shape, old, white, doughy bitches whose best years are behind them and they want to feel tough. So they have these fantasies. I'm gonna go down to the border and push around some brown people, and they get down there and there's nobody because they're all fucking full of shit, all pathetic, all embarrassing. And that is my Chud Watch. What do you think about that? One more section before we do the super chat. So get your super chats in. Dude, he does look like a Ferengi. Agreed. Body looks like a Ferengi. Agree with both of you, John Bliss. Women giving birth a full time would be a race to economic bottom. I don't want to do it. Seems bad. Bunch of Mexicans actually unalive themselves. Whatever has to happen. So that's why Cork is up to these days. Stealing money with the Ferengis, greedy and shit. I didn't watch Star Trek very much. I'm tired of waiting on fascists to show up. I know, right? They sure do talk a lot. Then all they end up doing is occasionally a crazy one cuts off his dad's head or something. Ends up going to jail forever. So fucking pathetic. And all right, folks, move right along. Let's do some Beyond Parody. Beyond Parody. And first off, you guys see this one? Oh my God, he's so fucking pathetic. He's so insecure. That's a sure sign of narcissism. Narcissists actually look down upon themselves. They have low self-esteem, which is why they constantly have to brag on themselves. As the world's greatest show host, I know a lot about this. So Trump's like, for so many years, people have been saying that Elvis and I look alike. So many people have said it. Everybody said it, folks. Now this pic has been going all over the place. What do you think? I think you look like steamed ass. You don't look anything like fucking Elvis. Look at you. Look at those bags. Look at the wrinkles. Look how horrible you look. I mean, you're fat like Elvis was in his later years, if that's what you mean. But good God, the low self-esteem. Meanwhile, Q Anonymous out there arguing over whether it's true or not. Your friend Blondie says, Donald Trump is really Elvis. I'm 100% sure on this. He's not trolling. And Ken Runner says, how can you be 100% sure? or of anything, really. And she has evidence, y'all. She about to deliver the hard smoking gun evidence. She responds with, I'm 100% sure on this. Too much to get into, but I'm 1,000,000% sure Trump is Elvis. Just too much evidence. I can't even tell you one thing because there's too much. And when you have too much evidence, you can't even name one thing. That's how evidence works. But just believe me, 1,000,000% sure, definitely Trump Elvis, even though Trump was alive for a long time before Elvis died. But don't worry about that, folks. And come think about it like that. I actually do see a little bit of resemblance. A little bit. He got the bitch tits of Elvis. Maybe. He looks like he's been dead for about 30 years. So, eh? Elvis's corpse? I can see it, maybe. And I don't know. To me, he looks more like Leprechaun in the Hood. A little bit like Leprechaun in the Hood. Just saying. Got the same wrinkles, curled up face, grimace. I'll give him that one. Pretty close. And then, folks, without any hint of irony whatsoever, Kevin Sorbo posts this picture. It's a picture from 8 years ago. Kathy Griffin holding up a fake picture of Trump's head. Imagine posting this picture the same exact week. A conservative MAGA Trump supporter literally cut off his father's head. It looked exactly like this. Held it up in a plastic bag. And he posts, but conservatives are the extremists, right? He's got to be trolling. He got 54,000 likes, but what the fuck? You're going to post this 8-year-old picture of a comedian holding up a fake head the week that a real conservative cut off a real head and held it up? Just beyond parody, these people. Don't let the facts get away in your bullshit. Meanwhile, Tim Pool actually has an excellent idea. Tim Pool's like, only net taxpayers should get to vote. And I don't think he's thought this one through, folks, because it would mean Democrats wouldn't win every election. Every poor state is a Republican state. Every one of them. The vast majority of people who are net taxpayers are Democrats because they're more likely to be educated, more likely to have good jobs. The poor, the uneducated, the one Trump loves, they wouldn't get the vote. So 100% Democrats win every time. I think that beanie is too fucking tight, Tim. Buy a new one, dude. Wash that shit. Meanwhile, speaking of pathetic narcissists who have very low self-esteem, so they continuously have to try to brag on themselves or point out other people bragging on them. Ib says, Musk is a highly emotional man. He's a fucking robot. What are you talking about? He is a true romantic. What? The midwit press stereotype him as an unfeeling robot. That's exactly what he is. But deep down, he's clearly still the young engineering student who wants to fly rocket ships and idolizes the early space program he literally never talks about anymore. All he talks about is right-wing bullshit, right-wing talking points. Instead of going to Mars, he spent $44 billion on Twitter, yo. And, of course, Musk, yeah, true story. I'm such a romantic. I have a big heart, y'all. I'm one of the good ones. Shut the fuck up, goddammit. You'll never be a real boy. And then I'll be on parody. I love to see this one, folks. You guys see the chud-ass cops get mad at each other, start screaming at each other. I love it when they fight. So apparently there was some cop or something that was they were going to do a warrant on. And so they went out to his house, and they didn't tell the other cops in town. And so the sheriff got in a fight with the local cops over it, and they're all trying to out-dick each other. Watch this shit.
Way, but the leg.
You can get the f*** out of my face. I don't give a f*** who you are. Okay? This is my county, too. Okay.
The sheriff, you need to back up out of my face, sir.
You have no authority. You're not going to tell me what to do, my. You're not going to get in my sheriff's face.
You want to do that? You're not going to get in my sheriff's face. That's my sheriff. I dare you talk to my sheriff like that.
If they treat each other like this, folks, imagine how they treat us.
You told me.
This all took place in Lexington on Tuesday. The sheriff and his deputies responding to a standoff call there. Well, the police department claims they knew nothing about it. An officer pulls over the sheriff, and things only escalate from there.
Hello.
This is body camera video from a Lexington police officer. That officer just pulled over this black SUV, driven by Cleveland County Sheriff Chris Amison.
Sheriff Amison, I'm going to SWAT call out.
Okay, sir, just 40 yards. Could you do an 85 and a 55?
I was going.
Going where? Call out. Where are we going?
SWAT call out right over here.
The officer says he isn't aware of any barricaded suspect in the city.
Here in Lexington?
Yeah.
We have an armed person we don't know about. All right, I'll call our chief and let him know.
According to the sheriff's office, a bondsman made multiple requests to Lexington police for assistance arresting a former Tulsa police officer, D'Angelo Reyes. They wanted backup because they believed he had multiple guns. This is their call for help to Cleveland County.
We foresee having problems with them.
Okay.
Lexington's busy. They won't help. They just told us to go make contact at the house, but this guy has three guns.
Reyes is charged with first-degree rape and forcible sodomy. In two separate incidents, that happened while he was an officer. Here's body camera video Tulsa police released of one of the alleged incidents.
You're sexy. Is that unprofessional of me? I don't know.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, Reyes is currently wanted after he didn't show up to a court hearing last month.
Back to the body cam, the Lexington officer lets the sheriff go and follows him to the staging area where multiple deputies are located. As they get there, so does Lexington Police Chief Ronnie
Johnson. They pull their guns on each other, kill each other.
Johnson, seen in the vest and cowboy hat. Chief Johnson confronts a Cleveland County deputy.
We realize that I'd like to know what's going on in my own damn city.
We would have notified you, sir.
We would have?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I've been down there at the PD.
A sheriff's office lieutenant tries to explain the situation to the chief.
I think he was notified. They refused to respond because of the call.
Sit down here, guys.
Okay, I don't know who the first of all, sir, I know you're the chief. I'm just telling you, I don't appreciate all of this going on and nobody notified me a damn thing about it.
That's when the Cleveland County deputy walks away. But the Lexington officer wearing the body camera isn't done.
You're not going to talk about chief like that, sir. That's not going to happen.
You can get the f*** out of my face. I don't give a f*** who you are. Okay? This is my county, too.
Sheriff Amison tries to step in.
Sheriff, you need to back up out of my face, sir.
You have no authority. You're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to get in my sheriff's face.
You want to do that?
Just like you told me.
So badass, isn't he?
The sheriff threatens to arrest the officer, and Chief Johnson pulls his officer away.
Both of you need to back off. This is our operation for Central County. Understand?
Oh, yeah. Perfectly clear.
Go to me.
Perfectly clear.
Well, the sheriff's office in a statement tells KOCO an investigation is underway. And by the way, the suspect in this standoff was not arrested. He was not even arrested, folks. Of course not. They didn't arrest that cop. And don't worry, they all investigated themselves and they gave themselves raises. So it's all good. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
It's cool.
And I'll be on parody. Without a hint of irony whatsoever, Trump cult member Desiree says, are Taylor Swift fans less intelligent? According to a recent study, new study finds people who are obsessed with celebrities may be less intelligent. You guys literally elected a celebrity as the president. You literally worship this orange goof reality show television host. What the fuck are you talking about, Willis? Good God. Buy a clue. Meanwhile, did you guys see this one? Elon Musk posted this about how this is a masterclass in critical thought. And oh my God. So this is Michael Shermer. Michael Shermer is the publisher of a magazine called Skeptic Magazine. Skeptic Magazine. Yet this motherfucker posts this fake video. It's obviously fake video. Obviously scripted in every way. Only a complete fucking moron would watch this and think it was real. But the publisher of Skeptic Magazine posted this as if it were real, because it pushes forth his narrative that J.K. Rowling is actually not transphobic in any way, and anybody that thinks she is wrong and stupid. So lots of videos going around like this where they script teacher-student interactions for clout and money. This guy is a content creator. It's fake, which you'll be able to tell it's fake immediately. But publisher of Skeptic Magazine can't tell it's fake. Or maybe he does. Maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe because it pushes his narrative, they don't care if it's fake or not. But he's not telling his audience that it's fake. Not being very skeptical, Michael Shermer.
So these guys want to talk about J.K. Rowling? So what's going on with that? What do you want to know?
She's had a pretty controversial past. I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts on it? And, like, do you still like her work despite her bigoted opinions?
So let's get specific, though. Let's define bigoted opinions. What opinions are bigoted?
She literally called herself a TERF, for one thing. Mary Turfmas, she literally posted links to an anti-trans merchandise store that had the most bigoted, insane anti-trans shit you could possibly think of. She got famous on this issue for misrepresenting a court order against a transphobic woman, lied to her audience about what was happening, which got spread by Dave Chappelle. I can go example after example after example of this, but of course it's scripted, so this student is not going to have any of this information. Because they scripted him not to.
We're going to treat this as a thought experiment. I'm not going to say what's right or wrong or which way to think. The whole point is to learn how to think, not what to think.
Yeah.
So when you say bigot, you're starting with the conclusion that, given her bigoted opinions.
Yeah.
So first, let's start with, does she have bigoted opinions? So when you say bigoted opinions,
she has had a history of being extremely transphobic. I've heard.
Hey, you've heard. So what? Can you give me an example?
If you look at her Twitter, I think you could see a few things. If you want, I could try and find something.
See if you can find one.
So,
I'll find one. There was a whole list down here under this video. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I could just use my search engine. We've covered this in depth. Where the fuck is it? I should have bookmarked it. Anyway. God damn it. The fuck was it? It was a whole big list that they had right down here. Anyway, it don't matter. I told you guys the gist of it. And there's like tons and tons and tons of evidence if it's not scripted. But obviously, post fake shit and claim that that's what skeptics do. And then, on Beyond Parody, folks, I love this video. Anti-feminist. Posting things that have nothing to do with feminists as proof of why they are not feminist. Let's have a look.
I'm anti-feminist. Of course I birthed my baby at home.
What does that do with feminism? Feminism literally has nothing to do with whether you birth your baby at home or not.
I'm anti-feminist. Of course I track my menstrual cycle instead of taking toxic birth control.
What the fuck does that do with being a feminist? All feminist is about is having the choice to take birth control if you want to. Do you think that you should have the choice if you want to, or do you not think you should have the choice? If you said, hey, I don't think you should have the choice to take birth control, I think you should be forced to track your menstrual cycle instead of taking birth control, then that might be a point, I guess, why you're not feminist.
I'm anti-feminist. Of course, I healed my menstrual cycle with raw liver and beef after 8 years of
vegan. Okay, this has got to be, this can't be real, right? Is this real? Am I posting a fake video as if it's real or not? Maybe I am also being what I just accused Michael Shermer of being. Surely these can't be real humans.
I'm anti-feminist. Of course, I know I can do whatever a man can do. Why would I want to?
All right, that's got to be fake. Now that I look at that again, that can't be right. It was posted by H. Pearl Davis, who is a, very popular anti-feminist. They seem to think it's real. I'm not sure if it's satire or not. I'm the same way. Is it satire? I don't know. Hard to tell these days. The fuck did I just watch? What do you guys think? Is that satire? Sounds fake. Yeah. Sounds fake to me too on second look. And then Taylor Swift picked up some Grammys last night, apparently. It's all a popularity contest. It's all fucking bullshit. I like Taylor Swift, but I guarantee you she ain't making the best music in the goddamn world, right? I heard, like, fucking Dave Chappelle just won another Grammy. Dave Chappelle absolutely is not the best comedian in the fucking world. It's ridiculous. But anyway, don't matter. She picked up a couple, and not to be outdone, the right answer to Taylor Swift was doing a podcast at the time with his collection of dildos in the background. So pretty much the same thing, basically. Taylor Swift getting Grammys, and then the right's big wig doing a podcast with a potato camera with his dildo collection. Equal, if you ask me. And then, well, that's it. That is my Beyond Parody section. Hell yeah. And folks, could you become a patron, please? Please, I'm begging you. Shut up, in the description of this video, click on the more. See right there, boom, the more button. The very first link goes to my Patreon. And It's whatever you can afford, folks. Click on Become a Member. You get access. See this? Hey, it's coming up. The after party. It's the Fat MAGA after party coming up. So, like, if you could consider, please, becoming a patron. It's whatever you can afford. If you watch all my content and you're not supporting it, like, please consider chipping in $1 or $2 a month. It'll make you feel better, and it all adds up and helps us keep the animal sanctuary going. It also pays me for, like, all my work. I work hard on the show, and I hope you'll support it. Thank you in advance. And, all right, let's read the Super Chats. What we got? Zemir Padua. Dusty, I'm dropping a donation before I get some head. What? Hell yeah. Go to bed. As usual, I will watch you as I drive my cab around London. My tips are your tips. Fuck yeah. Drive the shit out of London, Zemir. Appreciate you. Jason Ashby, get to 5 Cult of Dusty memberships. 5. Count them 5. Get everybody give Jason Ashby some love. Dave Robertson, $10. Thumbs up to you, Dave. You rock. BBC, hell yeah. What? $100, goddammit. Always so generous to me, BBC. Gonna make me come to Arizona, aren't you? I am turning wrenches right now. Catch the show later. You are turning wrenches right now? Are you working on something? But in the meantime, take my money for the fur babies before I forget. I just harvested 1.3 ounces. Yes! That someone needs to come get. Fuck yeah! I'm running out of room in my tea storage room, man. Mail it to me! Just mail it! Nobody cares. Just put a fake address for the return. Mail it to me. You guys can send me everything. There's a P.O. box in the description of every single video. You guys should be sending me all kinds of stuff, really, to be honest with you. Do it. Thank you, BBC. Love you. Good luck on your wrenching. Appreciate you. Matt LaPenta, $10. What up, Matt? Thumbs up, dude. Jupe the Malignant, $20. I love you, Dusty. Love you, Jupe the Malignant. That was a great Cradle of Filth impersonation you did. Hell yeah. I don't even know who that is, but I nailed it. Thank you, Jupe. Great show. Hey, great person, Tim Newbury. Jupe the Malignant, 99 cents. Devil to you. What up, Parker? Good to see you tonight. How you doing? I work hard every day delivering mail. Yeah, you do. The post office is hella tedious about mail in general during political seasons. More tedious, FYI, LOL. I heard that, but hey, you're doing good. I'm proud of you, Parker. Keep up the good work. Sanctuary Inc., $20. Very generous. I need your good luck to rub off of me, Tusty. All right. I'm rubbing your head in my mind right now for good luck. Mwah, mwah. Two kisses on your head. Sanctuary Inc. And $50 from Dave Cal. Vince said it muffled. Oh, wait. Guess that's what happens when your tongue is stuck so far up. Your new daddy. Perfect. I did it perfect this time. Best New Zealand accent ever. Thank you, Dave. Hope you're having a good one. Cole James. Woo, woo. Give you a toot, Cole. Because you're awesome. $20 from Swagger Cat. He says, we've been away on vacation and the Pharaohs aren't speaking to us yet. Not sure if they send their regards. Hey, they love me. They may be mad at you. But you know they love Uncle Dusty. Scratches for me when they let you. And thank you, Swagger Cat. I appreciate you. And thank you to everybody. Be sure to hit the like button. Hey, over 1,000 viewers tonight. Fuck yeah. That reminds me. Tomorrow I'm going to be on the Vanguard, y'all. The Vanguard. Hell yeah. People said it was like, hey, Dusty, the Vanguard been trying to get a hold of you. They want you to come on their show. And I was like, those lying motherfuckers. I ain't got no emails. I ain't got no Twitters. The fuck they talking about lying? Then I went and checked my spam folder on Facebook. Boom, Vanguard. They was like, come on our show, Dusty. And I was like, hell yeah. So tomorrow, coming on the Vanguard show. So tune into that. Should be interesting. And all right, going to read all the rest of the Super Chats at the end of the show. So keep them coming, folks. Thank you in advance. But for now, let's do a little bit of a religious bullshit, shall we? Boom. Everybody sing religious bullshit, religious bullshit, religious bullshit. It's time for religious bullshit. It is time for religious bullshit. Boom goes the dynamite. And first off, all religious bullshit, it's my main man, Walter Masterson, Master Troll. Love you, Walter Masterson. And he's out reading the Bible to anti-abortion protesters. Why don't Christians like it when you read in the Bible? It's almost like it's awful. Let's have a listen.
Are you upset that I'm reading the Bible in front of children?
I don't know why they're so upset. I'm reading the Bible.
Judah told his second son, Onan, go and have sex with your brother's widow. It's your job to continue the family's lineage. Onan knew that any child wouldn't really be his own. So whenever he slept with his sister-in-law, he pulled out and wasted his seed. This upset God, so he killed Onan as well. I'm reading the Bible.
What version?
I'm reading the Bible. Is it God?
What version? That's not the right version of the Bible. King James Version is the only right version. Oh, my God. Yeah, it says that in all the versions. Some version of that story is in every version of the Bible.
Jesus.
And you're reading the Old Testament.
Oh, my God. Your Old Testament should be completely irrelevant. You know what? I totally agree with you. Thank you very much.
I didn't say that.
Okay, you didn't say that then. What? It's not the Bible? Okay, it's not the Bible. This is me not reading the Bible. If a man is caught in the act of raping a young woman who is not engaged, he must pay 50 pieces of silver to the girl's father. Then the girl must marry her rapist and will never be allowed to divorce him. Are you upset that I'm reading the Bible in front of children?
Do you understand history? Do you understand that it was actually terrible to be a woman at that time?
Yes! Yes, I do understand it was terrible to be a woman because of the Bible. It literally says you have to marry your rapist. It says women are property. Yeah, it made it worse for women. I've read it. It's bad.
Woman is should she be forced to give birth? Should she be forced to carry it to
yes.
term? You are so close to getting it right now. I really commend it. The unicorns will be slaughtered with them, and the land will be soaked with their blood and fat. The day of God's vengeance. Thank you.
They like that part. Yay, God's vengeance. Hooray. Man, Christians are fucking awful, y'all. Just awful. The worst among us. I used to think they were just misinformed. They're actually pretty good people, but they just are crazy psychopaths. Not all of them, but like most of them at this point. And speaking of how weird Christians are, I'll take the gayest shit I've seen all week for $500, Alex. This is a bunch of Christians playing Christian tag. They manly. I'm a man. Stronger than all. Turn. Hit me good, Daddy.
He got nothing. Me, Tom.
Whitney good. Good Lord. You guys are so weird. What the fuck? They're so desperate, though, to prove how manly they are, which is extreme insecurity. These are the most insecure men you've ever seen. That's why they have to hang out with each other and puff their chest out, try to fool each other into believing they're all masculine and shit. If you're real secure in your masculinity, you don't feel like you have anything to prove to anybody. You definitely don't feel like you have to get hurt by other people to prove your manliness. It's just pathetic. Hey. Yeah, hit the gym, dude.
Oh,
you guys are so tough. Stronger than all. What does it say on his gut? Why are you guys so tubby?
Oh.
Put your shirts on. Yeah. Fuck. He got a big old knife on his belt, though.
He's like, I'm done.
What kind of pussy carries a knife? Hit him harder. My turn. Ooh, I like it. My turn. Oh, my turn. Yay, so fun hitting each other.
Is he tapping?
He's tapping out, pussy. Apparently, you don't love God enough. If you love God more, you let these guys whip the shit out of you more. He's going to punish you in hell. Meanwhile, I love this, folks. Much like the Trump supporters, who are just pathetic losers, weirdos, who just are so desperate to belong to anything, that's how Christian cult members are. They're a lot of them mentally ill, incredibly emotionally unstable, and they will do anything to belong somewhere, which is why they do crazy shit like this. They fall out in the spirit. They worship these obvious cult members, these obvious cult leaders, these obvious con men. Anything to signal to the other cult members that they're one of you, that they belong, they will do, which explains this behavior. Just pass out. But then he finally comes upon one who I guess is more mentally ill than the rest. She don't understand. She's supposed to be pretending to pass out the spirit. So he keeps trying to push her down, and she ain't having it because she's just a fucking nutbag. And this is what a scumbag this guy is. These people clearly need help. And instead of giving them their help they need, he's just taking advantage of them. He's like, you're supposed to be passing out the spirit. I have magical powers. Go! Go for it, because she needs help. This is the last place she needs to be abused by assholes like this. But he's trying. He's trying to push her down there finally. Finally go out. Yeah. Got to push her by her throat. Just shove her down. Go down. Go down. Stay down, bitch. Stay down. I got superpowers. Touch. 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 Just fucking pathetic, dude. Get a hobby, people. Like, literally anything would be less pathetic than this, right? Go join, like, the bronies. Become a furry. Anything. Literally anything's better. Except for MAGA. That's better than MAGA. And last but not least, is that true? No, it's not true. I got one more to this. You guys hear about the tithe goons? I shouldn't be surprised, but let's let her explain it.
Holy fucking shit. Y'all, I just saw something. Now, I'm trying to look into this some more, but apparently there was an elderly man who was injured in the church because the pastor took it upon himself to forcibly and physically remove people who weren't paying their tithes. Yeah. Y'all stick around because this gets good. But in Detroit, Michigan, there's some controversy because Pastor Samuel Jones of Graceful Sanctuary Church has implemented an unconventional approach to ensure congregation members comply with tithing requirements. He has enlisted a group of individuals who he is calling tithe goons to oversee tithing collections during church services. Their primary duty is to ensure that every member fulfills their financial obligation to the church, emphasizing the biblical principle of not robbing God by withholding tithes.
Super cool, Christians, like the mafia. You pay or you get kicked off. God needs this money, yo. Gonna have to rough you up, intimidate you, embarrass you in front of fucking everybody. But hey, that's what religion's always done, so I'm not surprised. And I gotta do a mea culpa. I guess I reported something wrong on the last show. I was talking about breaking a 60-foot New York tunnel under Chabad Synagogue are collapsing. Remember I covered this? Well, they say it's not true. According to the reader context, false. A 33-year-old construction worker was killed on the job Friday after the first floor of a two-story residential home in Brooklyn collapsed in the basement. No tunnels or synagogues were involved. So I don't want to spread bullshit, folks. Now, I will say that the tunnel thing was true. Not in this case, but it was a story that went around a couple weeks ago. Police in New York storm a Jewish synagogue in Brooklyn and discover a secret passage leading to a tunnel under the city. Apparently, the Hasidic Jews were trying to get around the COVID laws, and they were building underground tunnels to get to the synagogue so they could worship and spread disease, I guess. Here's the video. These cult members, these insane fucking Jewish supremacist cult members, coming through their tunnels.
No.
So this is true, but apparently it wasn't responsible for the collapse that I showed on the last show. So my bad. Do not want to spread bullshit. So let me correct the record. And all right, that is my religious bullshit. Churches and charities should be taxed. They should, but they won't be. Nobody would do anything about it. Not Joe Biden. Nobody. No president will ever do anything about it. So it's never going to change. And Friday from the inbreeders, yes, not the best. I want to be a tithe goon, and you can be my tithe girl. Hell yeah, that sounds sexy as shit. Pay for God's protection, yep. I'd hate for something to happen to you. We can protect you. Just need to pay the fee. Coming out of tunnels like, that's weird. Yep, it is weird. The whole damn country lost its collective minds. We are a nation in decline. Trump is right about that. Biden is a thumper. You're right. He pretends to be a Catholic, but he doesn't follow what the Pope says. So he's mainly, he's Jewish, really. That's who he really worships. So, and all right, folks, moving right along. Plenty of time to get your super chats in, but let's do some Free Palestine. Raise your fist. And first off, the most unprofessional military in the world, folks. Pure fucking evil. They continue to film these videos of themselves and release them, knowing it'll make everybody hate them, like they're doing it on purpose. The building burning in the background is the European Mediterranean Center for Human Rights. And they're taking pictures smiling in front of the building they're burning down. Because, yes, why wouldn't the Israeli government, the IDF, burn down a human rights building? It has nothing to do with battling Hamas, folks. Meanwhile, here they are bragging about blowing up a mosque, making a video about it, releasing it, celebrating it. Here, oh God, God, you were forbidden from saying Shema Israel at the mosque, so we will annihilate the mosque. At the call for Shema Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is our Lord. Yeah, just religious extremists, folks. Jewish supremacists, as bad as white supremacists, as bad as any cult, terrorist, doing ethnic cleansing and genocide. Meanwhile, here they are. While they're starving the children in Gaza, in Palestine, throwing food just to show their ass. God's population is being starved by the Israeli military, Israeli soldiers throwing food.
Eat this, you rat! Yay!
Thank you, America, for funding us. And nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do about it. They'll put us in jail if we don't fund them, folks. We are the Nazis. And like I said, breaking. U.S. House of Representatives set to vote next week on $17.6 billion of aid in Israel. They've killed, what, 25,000 people? 13,000 dead children? Dropped more bombs than the kinetic energy from Hiroshima. Destroying all the infrastructure, starving the kids. We don't have any universal health care, folks. 40,000 Americans dying every year, bankrupt from medical bills, school bills, can't afford rent anymore, can't have kids anymore, but plenty of money for murdering children. Plenty of money to kill folks. Hey, Israel has universal health care, folks. We have plenty of money to pay for Israel's universal health care. But our politicians, they don't give a shit about us. Their loyalty lies with Israel, not with the United States. Every single fucking one of them, folks. It's fucking disgusting. Meanwhile, Israeli forces leave behind debris, rubble, and sarcastic graffiti at Gaza's destroyed Sheikh Hamad hospital. Remember when we were debating whether Israel bombed that one hospital? No, they would never. They would never be the ones that bombed that hospital. Meanwhile, they bombed every single hospital. All the people who spent the first few weeks of the war feigning outrage over the idea that Israel might ever target or harm a hospital really owe the rest of us an apology. So many hospitals damaged, destroyed since then, all of them. So many doctors and nurses killed. Literally not a single hospital that they have not bombed. Remember when they were calling us anti-Semitic for even suggesting they might be behind it. Now it's crickets. Now it's $17 billion more dollars to buy more hospitals from us. And if we don't pay it, they put us in jail, folks. Meanwhile, the whiny piss babies in Israel. Here's Israel's main account. We will dance again, y'all. Someday we'll dance again. These whiny piss babies live in an area that is, even if you count last year, which had the largest terrorist attack in Israel history, even if you count that per capita, Israel is twice as safe to live as Mississippi is. On a normal year, not including the largest terrorist attack, they are 7 to 8 times That's 700% safer in Israel than I am right now where I live. It's a relatively fucking safe place to live. But their entire personalities revolve around being oppressed, around being scared. So they constantly have to make you feel like, oh my God, it's so scary. Someday we'll dance again. Not today. Not today we won't dance again, but someday we're going to dance again, y'all. Shut the fuck up, you goddamn terrorist. You're not doing yourself any fucking favors. Come to my neighborhood. You wouldn't last a goddamn week here, you pathetic, whiny piss babies. And here we go. Look at it, folks. Don't fucking look away. Look at this shit, because I got to look at this shit every goddamn day. Worse than this. I don't even show you guys the bad stuff. This is watered down nothingness compared to what I see. $17 billion more dollars for this. From Butcher Biden. From child murdering Joe Biden. From the Democrats. I hate it, folks. I hate it. I hate the Democrats now. And I feel like I'm feeling like I'm not alone, because I have lots of people that feel exactly the same way, but like I don't have a place anymore. Because I definitely don't belong in the Democratic Party. I don't belong with anybody who would associate, who would even call themselves a Democrat at this point. If you would associate with this evil, if you won't call this evil out, I don't fucking know you. I don't want to know you. Meanwhile, it doesn't matter. Somehow, in this goddamn garbage planet we live, Biden is still the better choice. Butcher Biden, mass child murder, still the better choice than fucking this.
The oil.
Would you still send aid to Israel right now?
Look, we've always got to protect Israel, in my opinion. They've been, you know, they're amazing people. What they've done is, it's an amazing thing, and they've been loyal to us.
Yeah, they've been loyal. Always got to support Israel. Doesn't matter how many children they kill. Doesn't matter how much infrastructure they destroy. Doesn't matter how much ethnic cleansing they do. Doesn't matter how much Holocaust they commit. Always got to fucking support them. And that's the other side. So it doesn't matter. Democracy's fucking dead, y'all. We have no choice. But I'll tell you one thing. I am not going to hold my nose and vote for Biden. If I have to vote for Biden, I'm going to be loud as fuck about it. I'm going to scream. I'm going to fucking shriek. I'm going to explain to everybody who will fucking listen how awful this is, how nightmarish this is, how this is not a good thing. It is not good that we have to vote for Biden. It is horrible. It is a sign of a country in decline. It is the sign of a fucking evil, disgusting, horrid people that this is our fucking choice. I won't do it quietly, and neither fucking should you. Anybody who's quiet about this shit is part of the problem. Anger is the correct emotion. Meanwhile, a few heroes at least using their platform to speak out against it. Singer Annie Lennox was doing a tribute to Sinead O'Connor at the Grammys. Spoke out against it. Called for a ceasefire. And still, some of you people are still sucking Ricky Gervais' dick for the time at the Oscars where he told celebrities not to use their platform for stuff like this. He told them to shut up and thank Jesus and then get off the stage. But fuck you, Ricky Gervais. This is exactly what you should be using your platform for. This is what hero shit is about. Standing up for the oppressed. Standing up for the evil, against the evils of the world. This is what it's about. So, of course, right-wingers freaked out about it.
Hi, everybody. So tonight, the Grammys were hijacked in favor of Hamas agenda as singer Annie Lennox called for a ceasefire, denying Israel's right to defend itself and also not calling for the release of the hostages.
Denying Israel's right to defend itself. This is not working anymore. This is why you guys are losing the propaganda war. Nobody fucking believes this shit anymore, okay? It's so fucking stupid.
So basically giving Hamas exactly what they wanted. You know, I think that next time a singer wants to do something that's good for humanity, they should probably call on the release of innocent women and a baby and a toddler from the hands of a...
Okay, I call for the thousands of people that are in Israeli prisons who are Palestinian. Do you call for that? I also call for Hamas, release the hostages, do it. But also, Israel, stop indiscriminately bombing children. Stop destroying infrastructure, stop committing genocide, stop committing ethnic cleansing, all of it. You can call both fucking sides out. But the narrative that calling for a ceasefire, calling for the end of the murder of all these innocent children, is somehow saying Israel doesn't have the right to defend itself, is such a bullshit narrative. Nobody believes you. And one more, folks. I got another mea culpa to do. I don't know if it's a mea culpa or not. So you guys remember on the last show, I covered a Chinese immigrant to Israel who supposedly got raped. Remember this young lady, Abigail Weinstein, whatever her name was. Vadim messaged me and he was like, be careful, man. It's possible that story you told about her being raped is not true. So I just want to show you guys, I actually do try to verify everything I cover on this show. And I'm going to show you guys the links I went to try to verify the story, but maybe it's not true. I don't know. I don't want to spread bullshit. But first off, the story was released by a Watten newspaper. Before I talked about this story, I went and looked this newspaper up to see if it was legit. And it is legit. It's a paper that's been around since the 90s. Has 170,000 followers on Twitter. The reporter that put this story out is a legitimate reporter. Is a respected reporter. If you search for the Watten newspaper, you can read about it. It's considered a legit source. It's a weekly Arab-American newspaper published. It was founded in Washington, D.C. in 1990. And here's their homepage. Their homepage is legit. They seem to do a pretty good job of covering the news. It's not a sham website. However, this is the only publication that published this story. So it's possible that it's not true. And I don't want to post bullshit, spread misinformation. So I'm just going to correct the record. And I'm just going to claim that it's not true, even though it might be. But since there is no other sources that have brought the story to light, I don't have any other verification than this one source. And it's possible this one source could be wrong. They might believe it's true and posted an incorrect story. Or they might have made it up. I don't know. So because I don't have any corroborating other sources, I'm just going to go ahead and say it's not true and apologize. But I did look it up and it did look legit. And I did do my due diligence to try to figure out if it was true or not. So I didn't just throw it out there willy-nilly. But way to keep me in check, Vadim. I always need to be keeping check because I don't want to spread bullshit. I want to be an honest actor on this. There's so many lies, so much propaganda out there, and I don't want to be a part of that. So if called out for something, I absolutely will correct the record, even if I'm not sure I'm wrong or not. And that is my Palestinian coverage. Let's roll right into the Riding with Biden section because it all goes to fucking together. Right off a fucking cliff, y'all. It's looking better for Biden now. His odds of winning seem to be improving. Trump's still doing pretty good in the swing states, but overall, Biden seems to be gaining some ground, so maybe he's going to be able to pull this thing off. But he still doesn't give a shit about America, folks. His loyalty still doesn't lie with America. Listen to this fucking bullshit.
This is not just a campaign. This is more of a mission. We cannot lose this campaign for the good of the country. It's not about me. It goes well beyond me. It goes about the country.
Okay, what if he believes that? If he really believes that the country, that democracy is in danger, and he knows the reason that he might lose is because of Israel, why won't he stand up for Israel? If your loyalty lies with America, if you know this is the one thing that might destroy democracy, do something. The fact that you won't do anything proves that you don't actually give a shit. You're just running your mouth. You're just talking. This is all just empty fucking words, dude. Your loyalty lies to another country. You are a fucking child murderous traitor.
And I think everybody knows it, and I think people are beginning to dawn on people. The American people get it. They understand what's going on. We're going to be able to say, God willing, that you help this generation help save democracy.
Yeah, democracy, y'all. Democracy could be ended if Trump wins, but I'm not going to do the thing that I need to do to make sure he doesn't win, so I don't actually give a fuck about any of this. I'm just full of shit in every fucking way, but vote for me anyway while I force you to murder children. Fuck you, Joe Biden. Goddamn piece of shit. Meanwhile, it got released in the New York Post, all across social media, Biden calls Netanyahu a bad fucking guy as war in Gaza cost him voters. At first, I thought this was just leaked by Joe Biden himself to pretend like he's actually behind the scenes standing up against Netanyahu, even though he doesn't have the guts to do it in public. But of course, immediately they put out a note that says this is not true. Andrew Bates, White House press secretary, the president did not say that, nor would he. Biden and Netanyahu have a decades-long relationship that is respectful in both public and in private. Yep, far-right Jewish supremacists, worse than any white supremacists in America right now, killed more children, way more children, than any mass murderer in our country. Both these guys. Not going to call the guy a bad guy, not going to stand up to him, going to suck his dick repeatedly. Because Joe Biden is a right-winger who supports right-wing terrorism and doesn't give a shit about our country. 0%, y'all. Meanwhile, it does not matter how much he sucks their dick. It does not matter how much he cucks to Israel. They still shit on him, folks. Far-right Israeli minister criticism of Biden and support for Trump draws local backlash. They don't give a fuck. It does not matter how much you kiss that booty, Biden. Trump might kiss it more. It's not even about that, though. It's about how the left is a little bit more angry. Not even all the left. Biden still, he just won his primary by like 98% or some shit, 93%. So still, the vast majority of Democrats are still on Biden's team. They're still supporting him. But just slightly more Democrats than Republicans are against the ethnic cleansing going on in Israel or in Gaza. And so that's why they're more supportive of Trump. That's more why they're more supportive of the right, because they are a right-wing government, a government of right-wing terrorists. And they think Trump might be a little bit more sympathetic to them, even though how could he be? Because Biden has given them everything they wanted, even then some. But it doesn't matter, Biden. Nothing you can do, you fucking weak pussy. Meanwhile, yep, I can't afford to live. Please help in literally any way, please, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's like, no can do, Jack. There's a war on. Billions and billions of dollars to kill children. But can't do anything for you. You just got to die. As our life expectancy drops in this country, as the child mortality rate increases, as we sink further and further in despair, billions to murder children. And these are the Democrats. These are the good guys, y'all. That's how evil we fucking are in this goddamn country. Meanwhile, my fellow Democrats, not my fellow Democrats, my previous fellow Democrats, making me hate them more and more every goddamn day. Here's Derek. Anytime you are unsure about Biden's cognitive ability, he told Trump to shut up on national television, took his job, then called him a sick fuck. Dude is solid as a rock. Fuck you. He's a child murdering sack of shit. He is a mass murderer. I don't give a fuck if he told Trump to shut up. He said Trump was a sick fuck in private. He's a sick fuck. Literally killed more children than every serial killer in the nation's history combined. Butcher Biden. How are you going to get more of a sick fuck than that? Yet they're going to ignore everything and tell me he's a solid dude because he called Trump a sick fuck. Fuck you, Democrats. Fuck all this bullshit. One thing I cannot stand, the one thing I hate more than anything, is being gaslit. It's having my intelligence insulted. You can insult me any way you want to personally. You can say whatever you want about my mom, my dead dad, anything. I don't give a fuck. But don't insult my intelligence. Don't fucking lie to me. I hate that shit. Fuck the Democrats. Fuck all y'all. And that's my ride with Biden section. It's like high school again. I know it's so ridiculous. They're so immature, so stupid. How does anybody associate with these people? Country of empty suits. Biden hates children. Likes to sniff them, that's for sure. Don't piss about my mouth and tell me it's raining. That's what they do. People hate when I say shit in my mouth and tell me it's pumpkin pie, but that's what I feel, folks. It's like 1984. How many fingers am I holding up? Angering. Yeah, but they touched the wall. They really love Israel. They wailed. They wailed at the wall. They stuck a stupid note in the wall that some poor janitor has to come and sweep out and put in the garbage can. And all right, folks, still plenty of time to get your... Actually, not plenty of time. The show's almost over. Still a little time to get your super chats in. We're going to do a what the fuck slash chat trash world combo right now to end the show with. So let's do it. What the trash world? And you know what I hate? Gender reveals. Why? Why do you do gender reveals? Quit it. Quit it, humans. Anyway, I feel sad for Aunt Marge over here. Just standing there minding her own damn business, trying to figure out what the sex of her niece or nephew will be. Let's see how that goes for Aunt Marge. You guys are so happy. But you just fucked Aunt Marge up. Back there. That ain't funny. Got all up in her lungs and shit. Also, what is purple? Purple is like pink and blue together. What is your child? That's not pink, that's purple. You can't even do gender reveals correctly. Poor Aunt Marge. A trans kid, that's what it is. Let the kid decide. And, you guys hear about this crazy ass story? Oh my God. Businesses are in so much trouble. Finance worker pays $25 million after video call with deepfake chief financial officer. They set this motherfucker up. They conned him into getting on a teleconference. They made fake AI video of different employees that work in his company, including the CEO. And they talked him into transferring $25 million, folks. A finance worker at a multinational firm was tricked into paying out $25 million to fraudsters using deepfake technology to pose as the company's chief financial officer in a video conference call, according to Hong Kong police. The elaborate scam saw the worker duped into attending a video call with what he thought were several other members of staff, but all of whom were, in fact, deepfake recreations, Hong Kong police said at a briefing on Friday. In the multi-person video conference, it turns out that everyone he saw was fake, Senior Superintendent Baron Chan Sun Ching told the city's public broadcaster. Chan said the worker had grown suspicious after he received a message that was purportedly from the company's UK-based chief financial officer. Initially, the worker suspected it was a phishing email as it talked of the need for a secret transaction to be carried out. However, the worker put aside his early doubts after the video call because other people in attendance had looked and sounded just like colleagues he recognized, Chan said. Man, they're going to rob your grandparents blind, y'all. We're going to have some kind of like layers and layers of security where people can't just get their money out of the bank anymore without having some checks and balances because they're going to be robbing everybody in the future. Scary, scary, folks. Be careful out there. Can't even believe your own eyes. And then on the trash world, apparently inbreeding is bad. I don't know. King Charles, imagine being such a trash planet. We still had kings. And don't fucking start telling me, oh, it's just mostly a ceremonial row. Shut the fuck up. Some of the richest motherfuckers in the world, take their money from them. Don't let these people have these positions just because of their birthright. That's stupid as shit. It's 2024, y'all. Isn't it time to mature past this? England. Anyway, inbreeding bad for you, so sausage fingers. Who could have ever suspected this guy might have some health problems? What the fuck is this? Not the best, UK. Disgusting. People are like, but they're really good for tourism, Dusty. Fuck that bullshit. Kick them all out, and then you can still have Buckingham Palace as a tourist attraction. In fact, it would be even more so. Let people go in every goddamn room. No fucking royalty there anymore. Tourism will go off the fucking chain. We got countries that have tourist attractions that are just ruins. You don't have to have no royal family there for fucking tourism. You can have the same goddamn shit without enabling this dumbassery. Step up to modern times, motherfuckers. Anyway, hope he dies. And then meanwhile in Mississippi, women who are incarcerated are working at Popeyes for less than minimum wage and even being hired out to individuals to do housework, yard work, etc. Yeah, that's Mississippi for you. It's always been like this here, folks. Everywhere you go, there's prisoners everywhere working for basically free. The dump ain't even run by the goddamn county. It's like a private dump. You got to pay to go dump shit there. They got prisoners working there all the fucking time. Everywhere you go, prisoners on the side of the road, cutting grass, washing police cars and shit. Slavery never ended here. And I'm sure it's like that all over the fucking place in this world. And I guess that's it. That's it. That's my show. Hell yeah, we did it. Another awesome show of the world's greatest program. And we're going to do some kitty party. We had another kitty party in a few days, but I actually went and got some kitty treats. I ain't got BBC's kitty treats yet. We're going to do that tomorrow, but I did get my own. So we're going to do that in a minute. So stay tuned for that. And also, be sure to join me on the after party. We got all this stuff to cover the after party. We're going to watch this 10-minute Karen video. It's got all kinds of Karens. Not going to want to miss that. Other stuff. So be sure to join me. It's available to every patron and every dust buddy. So all of you guys, if you're not a patron yet, please help me and the kiddies out. It doesn't cost much, whatever you can afford, and it'll make you feel good about yourself. I love you. And Juke the Millennium, $4. Hippo to you, Juke. Appreciate you. $20 from Jake Griff. We learned about war crimes in the first month of boot camp. They're very common sense. Disgusting to see them do so blatantly committed. Yeah, they don't give a shit. It's not war crimes when America does it. We're the good guys, y'all. Keep on the grind, Destiny. Love the show. Love you, Blazing Chronic. Blaze one for me, buddy. Wonder if Destiny said anything about the hospitals. Of course not. Destiny's an edgelord. He doesn't care about any of this. He doesn't care about the murdered children. All he cares about is making a buck and having his cult fan base suck his dick. He's a fucking cretin, y'all. Free Palestine at Love 80 Linux. Hell yeah. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. Love you, Samantha Linux. When I was growing up, they always told me that she was a devil worshiper and that song was about demons and it was evil and I wasn't allowed to listen to it, which made me want to listen to it even more. Fuck you, Christianity. Veggie Al Girl, five Dusty memberships. Everybody loved Veggie Al to show up at the after party tonight. Free Palestine, Grumpy Queer, working on it. Thank you. Raptors meet Raptor and Raw, hell yeah. Take this money, you sexy dude. You're sexy, Scoop Magooter, but I will take it. And one Cult Dusty membership, Mitchell Guy. Thank you, Mitchell. Appreciate you. What up, Catalina? Yay, thumbs up to you. Pitch Hank, what up, Pitch Hank? $20, yes. Diamond Hands, I told the Vanguard I wanted to talk. I wasn't yanking, but so glad you guys connected, finally. I think you gained some fans. I'll be watching tomorrow. Hell yeah, it should be good. I like those guys. They seem pretty cool. Looking forward to doing the show. Noon tomorrow, sometime around noon. Check out the Vanguard tomorrow around noon. I think it's like noon my time, I think. Bunch of shirtless guys whipping each other. Gay! Or is it sexy? Yeah, it's okay. Right-wing rhetoric still boost up Trump as Jesus in the flesh. I know, right? So sad. Just when you think Christianity can't sink any lower. One cake watching. Come on, DSP. I know. One cake watching. I'm doing good, Dave. That's the most I've had in a long time. Dusty, killing it. Just sending some love, Dusty. Come to AZ. Sedona Rose. I'm about to do that. Come up there and visit BBC. Got my stash. You have a package waiting for you at P.O. Box. Okay, I'm going to go do it tomorrow. Thank you, Spooky. I'll let you know. We've been away on vacation. All right, I read that. Thank you, Swaggering Cat. Anything else pop up? Nope. All right. Jupiter making $4. Hell yeah. Thanks, Jupe. All right, cool. It's time for a kitty party. Hell yeah. You guys ready for this? Don't step on the keyboard. Don't step on the keyboard. Don't step on the keyboard. And all right. Gonna play talking points. God damn it. I accidentally shut my shit down. Stupid Dusty. Now I gotta go with my, don't look at the history. bookmark manager. Look at all these shows, y'all. Scrolling down. Damn, that's a lot of shows. All right, let me just grab the thing, move it down. All the way down. 317. Where the fuck is 317? Is it 316? Okay. Anyway, here's Butt Ponies. Let's play this song, and then we do the kitty party. The kitties are like, hurry the fuck up, dude. All right, I'm working on it, dudes. Come on, all right. Come on. Fuck off. I ain't going to eat a dick. All right, kitty party. Yeah. Baby Piper. I touched her. Gotta run away now. Unless I fall in love with the Apple Vision Pro. We'll see what happens. Probably next Wednesday. Join me tomorrow at noon on the Vanguard Show. Hell yeah, the best of you all see right now is After Party. Join me. See you guys there. And it's always the next time watching. Fuck yes. Good night, everybody. Fuck.